Hello again, this is Daisy, and this is my final talk on the tarot. This time I'm going to be talking about the pentacles and their role in the tarot deck. Okay, so of those four fundamental building blocks identified in Greek philosophy, the suit of pentacles, also known as coins or discs, is associated with the element of earth. In tarot, pentacles represent material wealth, abundance, manifestation, and the tangible, practical aspects of life. They represent prosperity, resources, or the lack of them, financial matters, careers, health, and general practicality. They reflect the physical world. The pentacles in a tarot deck can help us to manifest our desires in the tangible world and to understand our relationship with the physical realm. To lead a full life, we need to balance our energies. Every moment in life requires a subtle mix, a pinch of reason, a spoonful of intuition, a sprinkling of inspiration, and of course, a fair dollop of solid practicality. The pentacles, with their grounding in all things tangible, can sometimes present themselves as the simplest and most obvious solution. But let's not forget, as it says in the Old Testament, man does not live by bread alone, or woman, obviously. Pentacles, being associated with the element of earth, are also associated with the earth signs of the zodiac, Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. Taurus, an earth sign ruled by Venus, aligns with the pentacle suit through its focus on practicality, stability, and material wealth. Taurians are known for their grounded nature, determination, and ability to create a secure and abundant environment. They have a natural affinity with financial matters, material possessions, and the tangible aspects of life. Virgos are meticulous, detail-oriented, and have a practical approach to life. They excel in analysing and organising resources, making them adept at managing finances and at managing daily routines. Their attention to detail and their focus on productivity resonate with the grounded and practical nature of the pentacle suit. Capricorn, meanwhile, a cardinal earth sign ruled by Saturn, embodies the qualities of discipline and structure that align with the pentacle suit. Capricorns are known for their strong work ethic, determination, and focus on long-term goals. They possess the ability to build and manage resources, navigate the material world, and to strive for financial stability and success. There are two very noticeable visual themes in the pentacle suit. Firstly, of course, the discs themselves. Once again, I'm referring to the Rider-Waite tarot deck here, but I've yet to find any deck whose discs or coins aren't round and golden in colour. We know what coins represent. In the Rider-Waite deck, every coin has a five-pointed star inside it. It reminds us again and again that there is a further dimension to this earthbound suit. A pentacle, that is, a circle with a five-pointed star inside, traditionally represents the four elements of fire, water, air, and earth, with the added all-important fifth element, spirit. The pentacle suit reminds us of the spiritual nature of the material world. It can't be emphasised enough. And the Rider-Waite deck emphasises it with every coin in the deck. Man does not live by bread alone. It's also worth noting how many pentacle cards depict lush gardens, blooming flowers, and fruitful harvests. They symbolise abundance, growth, and the rewards of diligent work and reflect the potential for reaping the benefits of one's efforts and the importance of nurturing and tending to one's goals and aspirations. Okay, so now, as I have done with the others, I'm going to take a look at each card in the suit. We can examine the ways in which the pentacle energy is reflected or distorted in each of them. Let's begin with the Ace. The Ace of Pentacles represents new material opportunities. The card depicts a hand emerging from the sky, holding out one enormous pentacle. That giant pentacle symbolises wealth and abundance. This Ace, as with all the Aces, signifies potential and a beginning. The Ace of Pentacles signifies the potential for financial growth, prosperity, and the manifestation of practical goals. This card often appears in a reading, in my experience, when someone is about to be offered a job, for example. I've never read for anyone who was about to win the lottery, but if they were, this beautiful card, this gift from the divine, would be just the card most likely to put in an appearance. Actually, I say I've never read for someone who, maybe I have, but anyway, that's the card that you should look out for if you're wanting to win the lottery. The Two of Pentacles, representing balance and adaptability, portrays a light-hearted looking figure expertly juggling two pentacles. It symbolises the need for flexibility in managing resources and handling various responsibilities. On the Rider-Waite deck, an infinity sign loops the two pentacles together, suggesting that whatever the situation may be, so it is, such is life. Life will always require balance and adaptability, as circumstances never remain the same. The card speaks of finding harmony through the ups and downs of life. It's worth noting that the juggling figure looks mighty carefree. We are often being urged, when this card appears, not to take anything about our situation too seriously. Though the situation may be serious, we can always approach it with a lightness of spirit. Excuse me. The Three of Pentacles illustrates three craftsmen working together on the building of what looks like a church or cathedral or other community centre. It represents teamwork, collaboration and skillful craftsmanship. It signifies the importance of cooperation and dedication and of seeking assistance from others to achieve success. And it reminds us that sometimes we can't do things alone. This card emphasises the need for collaboration and the rewards that come from working together towards a common goal. The Four of Pentacles depicts a figure holding tightly onto four pentacles, symbolising possessiveness and material security. It represents a cautious and conservative approach to finances and also warns us against being overly attached or resistant to change. This card encourages finding a balance between being cautious and sensible and being a miser. I find it interesting that this character has laid a pentacle at each of his feet between himself and the earth's vital energy, and another on his head between himself and the energy of the divine, as if, in his caution, he's come to believe that material wealth might protect him from the glorious but ultimately uncontrollable nature of being alive. The Five of Pentacles portrays two individuals in the snow, one of them on crutches. They are staggering past what looks like the windows of a warm and welcoming religious or civic building or other community meeting place. The card symbolises poverty, hardship and a sense of isolation. It represents a challenging period, either financially or physically, where one may feel left out or abandoned. However, it also depicts courage and resilience. The trick, so the card reminds us, as always, is to be courageous in times of physical and emotional discomfort, and to focus not on whether others elsewhere are having a better time of it, but on our own situation and on how to improve it. The Five of Pentacles urges us to keep going. The Six of Pentacles shows a wealthy figure giving money to two beggars, symbolising, at its best, generosity, charity and gratitude, a harmonious exchange of resources, whether through financial support, acts of kindness or sharing abundance. At its best, this card encourages giving and receiving with an open heart and highlights the value of sharing wealth and helping others. It can also warn of potential financial exploitation. There's a clear difference in status here between the giver and the receiver who is on his knees. A question the querent might want to ask him or herself: are they, in any given situation, the exploited or the exploiter? The Seven of Pentacles portrays a person gazing at a pentacle-laden vine. It symbolises patience, investment and long-term rewards. It represents a period of waiting and contemplation after putting in hard work, a time to pause and think about the next step. This card reminds us to have faith in the slow but steady progress of our endeavours and to trust that our efforts will bear fruit in due time. The Eight of Pentacles shows a person diligently focusing on his craft, and it symbolises dedication, skill development and mastery. It represents hard work, attention to detail and a committed honing of one's abilities. This card encourages embracing a strong work ethic, perseverance and continuous learning to achieve excellence. The Nine of Pentacles depicts an expensively dressed woman at her leisure in a lush garden. She's holding a falcon, symbolising independence, self-sufficiency and abundance. The Nine of Pentacles represents self-care, abundance in health and wealth and overall well-being. It emphasises the importance of nurturing oneself and of finding a harmonious balance between work and leisure. It represents financial security and taking the time to enjoy the fruits of one's labour. This card signifies personal freedom, luxury, and the rewards of achieving success through individual efforts. However, it has a dark side. It can also indicate a certain listlessness which comes with too much leisure time. The Ten of Pentacles portrays a prosperous family surrounded by wealth and generational stability. It represents family legacy, financial security, and the fulfillment of long-term goals. This card symbolises the rewards of hard work, solid foundations and the joy of shared prosperity within a family or community. It, like the Nine, can also hint of, if not listlessness, then complacency or boredom. If this card appears to represent a querent's present moment, they might be being encouraged to ask themselves what new challenge they might like to set themselves for the next chapter of their lives. Which brings us the court cards. The Page of Pentacles portrays a young person holding a pentacle aloft with both hands while gazing at it intently. This card represents youthful energy, curiosity about how things work, and the pursuit of knowledge. It symbolises potential and the beginning stages of a new venture or business. It also signifies a desire for learning, practicality, and a willingness to take on responsibilities. It might appear when somebody is considering a vocational study course or perhaps starting a new business. The Page of Pentacles embodies ambition, a strong work ethic, and an eagerness to explore new opportunities. The Knight of Pentacles embodies diligence, reliability, practicality, and solid, if slow, progress. The card depicts a knight on a steady horse, symbolising a focused and methodical approach to tasks. It represents determination, patience, and a strong sense of responsibility. The Knight of Pentacles is known for being dependable, thorough, and committed to seeing projects through to completion. This card encourages perseverance and the willingness to put in sustained effort to achieve long-term success. If your child brings home a new boyfriend, this Knight of Pentacles would be just the ticket. Maybe he's a little bit boring, but he's strong, determined, hard-working, thorough and decent. The Queen of Pentacles embodies nurturing, practicality and abundance. The card portrays a queen surrounded by nature and wealth, symbolising a deep connection to the material world. It represents a caring and generous nature, as well as a strong focus on family and home. The Queen of Pentacles signifies practical wisdom, financial stability and the ability to create a comfortable and nurturing environment. This card encourages nurturing oneself and others while maintaining a harmonious balance. Finally, the King of Pentacles represents authority, wealth, and mastery. The card depicts a king seated on a throne adorned with pentacles, symbolising the material success and stability. It represents a wise and accomplished leader with strong business acumen. The King of Pentacles embodies reliability, responsibility, and a grounded approach to life. He also takes a healthy and robust enjoyment from the good things in life, food and wine and luxury. This card signifies financial security and abundance. And there you have it, the wonderful golden pentacles. Pentacles offer us guidance in careers and business, in health and well-being, in manifestation and practicality, and also in our earthly responsibilities and obligations. Mix all that with the offerings from the swords, the cups, and the wands, and you will have before you the first card in the tarot deck, the trump card, the magician. In the Rider-Waite deck, you will see that laid out on the table in front of the magician are all the working tools he needs: a cup, a wand, a sword, and a pentacle. Call on all those energies equally as the magician does, and yours will be a life well lived. Good luck.